Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Well, it is freaking December. This year has just been such an incredible year for me, for my family, for the business, for our team. It has been so transformational. Like I was saying to Liz Zamorski actually yesterday, that the biggest lesson of 2021 for me is that dreams do come true. You know, things that I would say, yeah, absolutely, I know I can create that, that were actually sitting in my shadow, in my ego, with stories of how I really couldn't achieve, create, manifest that, have really been blown up this year. There's been so much healing, so much transformation. And one way that you guys know is so powerful to create these sort of quantum leaps in life is evidence. And I was reviewing the letter that I wrote myself this time last year, and it was just amazing, amazing how the power of tapping into my future self, there were things in that letter that at the time when I remember writing it, I was like, really? But that everything in there happened tenfold, you know? So it was amazing. A lot of people have been reaching out and asking about the podcasts that I did last year at this time, the review. So we'll review 2021. Then we're going to have Liz Zamorski do a forecast for 2022, which is going to be exciting. And then I'm going to take you into a 2022 planning my way, which includes this letter that you write to yourself from your future self. Really tapping into your own wisdom. So they're all coming up in December. It's going to be amazing. We've got some really cool things going on. However, there's not going to be loads and loads of podcasts. There's not going to be lots and lots happening in my world, just to let you know, because we've really slowed everything down for December. Because we've just, as I said, we've had a crazy ass year with the business, but I've also been traveling with my family And I really want to be as present as possible while I rest, to be honest. Because, yeah, this year has physically kind of taken it out of me a little bit. And I'm actually going to talk about that today. So I'm going to talk about my journey with functional burnout, because I do think that there is a misnomer that burnout is something that we're really aware of because we're doing something we don't like doing. And that's just not true. So I want to sort of blow that up as well. So I'm going to get to that. Now, I also am so freaking excited about this purpose and abundance program that I'm creating. Now, one of the things that, you know, this year's been so amazing about and really living in alignment, we have been really testing and experimenting with what works and what doesn't work so that I can give you steps, you know, actual steps of how we can create effortlessly. Now, on that note, I really, in alignment with my human design, I really want to share this story with you so you can see, A, how simple it is, and B, that you can do this too. This is how the universe talks to you through your design. So coming up to Black Friday, I was noticing all the Black Friday promotions, and I don't usually do that sort of thing. It goes back to my training many, many years ago. I worked in advertising for many years, so discounting isn't a thing that I do. I believe that it really degrades your brand, it degrades your value. So I just hadn't even considered it. So this year, for some reason, it just something in me. The sacral said, maybe. And it was actually good old Jess Bubico, that beautiful friend of mine, who I noticed her promotion, and it just was like, maybe we should do something. And all I did was thought about that. That's all I did. I just thought about it. Then I wake up one morning, and after Justin had been, I think, doing a podcast or something like that, so he'd been up late, he'd sent me a reminder text that said, I think we should do something for Black Friday. And I was like, okay, here's that universe again. She's jumping in. She's giving me something to respond to. And it definitely felt like a yeah. And there's also, because of where I'm at, because I'm pretty exhausted, there was also part of me that was like, my sacral says yes, but the actual thought of now trying to turn something around, I don't know if I can be bothered with that. You know, and I have emotional authority, so everything takes time, but my emotional authority was already talking to me about Black Friday. Yeah. So this is the point. With emotional authority, it's like you start the conversation, or the conversation comes into your awareness for a while until the correct timing turns up, and then you're like, yep, yeah, it's a go. So anyway, it's been in my awareness. My solar plexus has been weighing in. I get the projector, my husband, Justin, saying, you know, have you considered this? So I follow the clues and trust the universe. And I literally just send a message to Taylor and say, hey, should we do something for Black Friday? And I'll get message straight back. Yep, sounds good. Look, what should we do? So I came up with a really quick promotion that anyone will just open the doors. Anyone who wants to jump into HDX can have a bonus 30-minute unpack with me, which was the safe option. Let's be honest. That was me taking the safe option. Then I said to Taylor, I sent her a voice message, and I'm like, so here's the thing. If I'm honest, I'm thinking that we should just put our toe in the water with this purpose and abundance thing, which, may I just add, is all the framework's all built. I am taking my time to build all the detail into it, because it's literally taking things from decades of learning and training and healing. It's not the actual classes, live group classes don't start till January. But you get an abundance and purpose unpack with me, which that they might start before. They might start at the end of December. We'll see. And I said to her, like, what do you think? Should we just put our toe in the water and see what happens? You know, like, after our conversation, this is how good Taylor is, right? After the conversation that we've had about it, I've taken her through the whole structure. You know, I'm really building it. I say to Taylor, so how much would it take to build a sales page? And she comes back to me, it's already done. I've already done it. I was so excited about the program. I already built it. And this is how, like, this is how easy things can be, right? This is how easy things can be, that when we're in alignment, we're trusting the process, we're trusting our strategy, we're trusting our authority, we're trusting the weird and crazy ways that the universe communicates with us, and we're backing ourselves, like this is the big piece, when we're backing ourselves, this is how easy it can be. So we promoted it, I think maybe two times on my Instagram. We didn't even promote it on the podcast. We promoted it to my list. And I think that was it. Like that was it. And we sold out. The whole program sold out. The beta program that we're creating just sold out. Like in fact it's doubled. We were only going to take a really small group, but we've ended up taking a bigger group that is going to be incredible, because again, what I've really learned this year is to trust the universe, like trust the guidance that's coming in, trust the way I'm designed to respond and dance with the universe, trust the number, trust the people who ask, trust the people who join. You know, I've said so many times that in the past I would try to, because I've been trained, you know, in my coaching training, that we have to interview every client that we work with. We have to interview all the, you know, for any group coaching, we have to interview them and make sure we get the right people and rah, rah, rah. Anytime I've ever tried to do that, it's never as good as when I just let the universe build the group. Like, never as good. But one thing that's really coming into my awareness now is because of the standards I hold for myself. So I attract people who have similar standards to me. And this is a whole nother podcast. But anyway, so within, 3 days, we have increased the HDX members, which is fantastic because we've got so much cool stuff going on next year. Oh, my goodness. We're going into – anyway, I don't want to get distracted. And we've filled this other program completely. And it took so little effort, so little time, you know, not much time. And the people in there are amazing. You know, like some of them I've worked with before and they are freaking amazing. So, again, I just wanted to share my story so that you guys understand it can be this easy. It can be really this easy. And one of the reasons why it is this easy is because I've learned to let go of the fear that jumps in to say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, no, that won't work. Oh, you don't have everything you need. No, you're not enough. How dare you do that? All of those things, I have learned to trust my connection with the universe, my communication with the universe, you know, trust myself, back myself. A large part of what I'm going to be teaching people in this program is that you are your own guru. You know this, right? But how specifically can you build that muscle? And that's the piece, that difference that makes the difference. But anyway, that's my story. It's super exciting. But today, sorry, sometimes when I hear the beginning of podcasts and they bang on for like 10 minutes about not the topic, it really frustrates me. So if you're one of those people, I do apologize. I trust you've got value out of my little story that I just shared. So let's talk about burnout, and specifically this beautiful term called functional burnout. Now, I want to be really, really transparent and honest because I've started talking about this within my community and it's just taken off like wildfire. So I want to be really, really clear. I learned about functional burnout from Karen Curry Parker. So this is her thing. It's her years of paying attention, of coaching clients, that she came up with this term of functional burnout. Now, when I heard it earlier this year, I started to experiment with it. with, especially with clients, because I was getting a lot of clients at the time that were in functional burnout. And I just had this moment of realization that I see a lot of burnout in projectors and it's really obvious, but this functional burnout, this is something that I think is potentially a bigger, even bigger challenge because it's just not as obvious. So what is burnout? This is the question that I want to first focus on. Okay, so what are we actually talking about? So at the time of me doing a lot of experimenting, my beautiful Headspace app, you all know how much I love Headspace. I'm reading Andy Puddicombe's book very slowly at the moment. And I really want Andy on the podcast one day. So let's just put that out there. If you know Andy Puddicombe from Headspace, can you please tell him I really want to have him on the podcast? Because I've literally told hundreds of thousands of people about this incredible app. I love it. But on this app, one day I come across this Dr. Christina Melash. I think butchering her last name, but she's a UC Berkeley psychology professor, and she literally talks about burnout. So what burnout actually is number one, it's a profound emotional exhaustion. Number two, it's generalized negativity, also called cynicism, which I thought was fascinating. And three, feelings of professional inefficiency. So these are the things that, or the hallmarks, according to the studies that she's done of burnout. Okay, so let me just say them again. We've got profound emotional exhaustion, generalized negativity, also called cynicism, and number three is feelings of professional inefficiency. So it made me really think. Okay, cool. Burnout, it's a thing, right? We now live in this world where stress is the biggest killer of humans, or stress-related disease. And we have been so conditioned to push ourselves hard, to really push ourselves hard. This is a whole nother topic, another podcast that I'm loving right now that is the Long Time podcast. No, the Long Time Academy podcast, which is also created by Headspace, that really talks about time. And I'm actually going to do a podcast on time because it's just mind-bending. But the point is that we've been so conditioned to work really hard, you know, to push ourselves, to work long hours, to, you know, not take time for ourselves, to feel obliged to take care of everyone else, you know, whatever your story is, whatever this is part of our conditioning to bust our asses until we don't have anything left, okay? And one thing that I've really noticed is that there's a lot of conversation about that. And as I say, through the frame of human design, we look at manifestors, projectors, and reflectors. And when they experience burnout, like they're out, they're on a couch, they can't physically move. And it's definitely super important that all types have the space, opportunity, the conscious awareness of how they can avoid burnout of any type. Because at the end of the day, what it's really demonstrating is a lack of self-worth, a lack of prioritizing your own health and well-being over the output that you're doing for yourself or for someone else. So literally, it's telling you and everyone else that your health and well-being isn't as valuable as the business that you work for or the results that they need or your own business or your family or whatever it is, right? But what I really want to jump on, I really want to hone down into is this piece, this functional burnout that Karen Curry-Parker has coined this phrase. And because for me, it was it blew my mind. And I've also been experiencing it. I've been experiencing it for the last, at least since June, even to the point where a number of you would have heard me say this already, that I haven't been able to read books. There's been no enthusiasm to read books. And like I read thousands of books, whether I listen to them or read them, hard copies. Not one podcast has excited me. Even the ones that, you know, get me every time, like Russell Brand or Luke Story or, you know, some of these podcasts that I listen to religiously. And even turning up for some of my programs, I've just been like, oh, my God, I can't do it. I can't do it. And, of course, I turn up and I'm the best version of me I can be on the day. But it really, I didn't realize I was in functional burnout because I had created a life that I loved. I literally am traveling around Australia with my family, like I made a dream come true. My business has 10x'd in 12 months. I have the most incredible team with Mel and Taylor. My kids are having like breakthrough after breakthrough. I get to spend every, you know, so much time, I won't say every minute, but so much time with my best friend, my soulmate, Justin. You know, like life is sweet. So it was almost like I had no idea I was in functional burnout because I had assumed, even though I've worked with plenty of clients with this, I had assumed that it's like, oh, you only burn out when you're working for other people or you're doing stuff that you don't want to do, or it's an unresourceful, it's a negative thing. And really what I want to talk about today is for all of you out there that are entrepreneurs or not, you don't have to be an entrepreneur, but all of you out there that it's like you've lost your lust for life, you know? And that was me. It was like, I love my work. I freaking love it. But recording a podcast would be like pulling teeth, or creating a program, which is one of my favorite things to do, would be so hard. It would be hard. And it got to the point when we launched HDX that for those of you that were on there or you've listened to the podcast, like even on the webinar, I manifested like an anxious stomach and I had to get up and go. And this is something that I haven't experienced for so long. And it was only in hindsight that I realized, oh my God, that is functional burnout. I'd got to a place where I was so tired that I was outsourcing things. I was like, oh my, I just have to do this. I just have to get through. I'll just get to this bit. I'll just do that. Ugh. And I was no longer tapped in. I was no longer really hearing the universe. I was no longer really hearing my internal guidance. And I genuinely believe that there are so many generator types out there right now experiencing this. And they actually think that this is like, well, I should be grateful because I have my own business or I know I'm doing what I love. Maybe it's just a hard part. And then they get into this conversation in their head, of course, about, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. Or maybe I should do this. Is this right for me? Is this in alignment? But I don't feel lit up about it anymore. But I used to feel lit up about it. Why don't I feel lit up about it now? And I think these are the signs of functional burnout, is that we then go into a tailspin in our mind, like, oh my God, am I going the wrong way? Have I done all this for nothing? And really, all it is a cycle saying, oh, for goodness sake, can you just stop and rest? Just stop and rest. And for me, this is the thing, the difference that made the difference. Like, I closed down my books for this last quarter. I finished out my mastermind program. I mean, I still do the HDX live calls during the month, but there's not a lot that I have to do with that because we've got a lot with the panels going on. They're so freaking powerful. It's amazing. But I don't have to create much for those. And I turned off all my unpacks. There was no more unpacks for the rest of the year, right? It's only been in the last month since I've not been doing all of that work and I've had a lot more space. All of a sudden, it's dawned on me that that was me. That was I was doing the functional burnout. And it was just I had listened to the universe that had said, you need to just close out. The rest of the year, you need to find time to rest. You need to get back in your physical body. And this is a big piece. Like I've hardly gone surfing. And it's because I'm like, I got into such a habit of rushing from one place to the next or rushing to get my work, to do some work or, oh, this person needs me, so I better do that or I have to do this or I have to do that. And then in the last few months, although I'm even going to say the last 6 weeks, so many things have shifted. You know, I notice now in team meetings that I'm not taking responsibility as much for everything. Like I'm trusting my team. Because when I was in functional burnout, I was just like, oh, maybe I should do that. Oh, maybe I should take care of that. Oh, I'll do that. Oh, no, no. Whereas now I'm just empowering these incredible humans, Mel and Taylor. And when I do that, like I shared the story at the beginning, like magic happens, even to the point where, and it's probably a while ago now, I said to Mel, my social media manager, I'm like, no, I think we need to get more plan. We need to do more planning. This needs to be more strategic. And she literally looked at me and giggled and said, really, emotional MG? Really? Has it ever worked when we've structured it? Because she's worked with me for a long time now. And I'm like, oh my God, no, far out. Like I'm even doubting my process. So as I've started to recover over the last 6 weeks, all of these like, ah, oh, it's almost like I can trust the support that's always been there. You know, I can trust that the girls have got me. I can trust that if I don't do 2 podcasts a week, you guys are not going to explode. I can trust the process. And then, of course, as I've started to rest and recover and have fun and, you know, get into the water, which I still need to do more of. Ironically, it's summer here in Australia and we're in this amazingly beautiful town called Robe, but it's like freaking 12 degrees outside. It's so cold. So not being in the water as much as I'd like to, but and the sleep thing, that's the other thing for me and for everyone, sleep, sleep, sleep. I've been sleeping like you wouldn't believe, so much sleep. So I've lost my train of thought, but the point is that what I want you to hear is that functional burnout can be happening even if you're having the fucking time of your life. You want to pay attention. Has the joy diminished? Where is my reverence? Like I'm a person who, I love the word reverence. You know, I revere life. I have such a reverence for life that as I told you last time, like I will literally sit down and go, oh my God, thank you so much for this amazing universe. I mean, life. Thank you so much for the little things as well as the big things. But what I want you to understand is that even if you are so in love with your life, if you are in functional burnout and unconscious to it, it's going to feel like you just don't want to partake. The inspiration's gone or the passion's gone or it's just not the way it used to be. So what I want to just look at quickly is a really practical way that we can ask ourselves these 3 questions from what I was sharing about Dr. Christina Malsh. Maslach. From UC Berkeley. We can ask ourselves, number one, am I experiencing profound emotional exhaustion? So for me over that time, 100%. It was almost like if I was asked a question, and especially if I was asked how I felt about something, I would be like, I've got no idea. And I would just be dragging myself around from one place to the next. And we would go to these amazing places and I'd just be like, what is wrong with me? How am I not freaking loving this? Because I was absolutely emotionally exhausted from everything. Number 2, I want you to ask yourself, are you experiencing generalized negativity, also known as cynicism? And this for me is like I noticed all my fears coming back. You know, this is always a sign for me. If I notice old school fears come back, and I think I talked about that on the podcast about the HDX launch, it's a real indicator that I'm emotionally exhausted, that I'm at a place where I'm really not, I'm going to say, feeling clearly anymore. I'm in muddy waters. So pay attention. What are the stories you're telling yourself? One of the big red flags for me when I was going through this process was I was just hating on my physical body. I was just like, oh God, I need to lose weight. Oh God, I need to get fit. How did I get so old so quickly? All these things that I don't usually have floating around in my mind. But of course, it was part of this functional burnout and the generalized negativity. So pay attention to that. Obviously, the antidote to that is just to turn it around and start loving on yourself and sleeping. Sleeping, sleeping, sleeping. You know, no affirmation on the planet is as good as sleeping, a good week of sleeping. Now, number three, you can ask yourself this question. Do you experience or are you experiencing feelings of professional inefficiency? All right. So for me, that was me all over. Like I couldn't even look at Instagram without going, oh my God, I should be doing that. I should be doing that. Oh my God, that's really good. That's so much better than mine. Should I do that? Should I change it? Oh my goodness. So I definitely was feeling those feelings. It was almost like I wasn't aware of it. And because I have that neural pathway that as soon as I'm like, oh, I'm thinking those thoughts, I will let them go. Like they don't turn into this big story or this big, downward spiral for me, but still they're there and they're not usually there. What I want you to understand is it's all about paying attention to the shifts and changes in the stories that you tell yourself, the things that you notice, the triggers that might show up, because these are all going to be clues of if you are in functional burnout or if you are in alignment. Because if you are rested and well and your sacral has all the energy it needs, then you're just going to feel excited by things. You're going to feel lit up. You're going to have the energy. But if you don't feel that way and you come across something that you usually love, red flag, pay attention. If you're beating up on the way you look in the mirror and you don't usually, red flag. If you're on Instagram and all of a sudden you feel like I'm not good enough, comparing yourself to someone else, red flag. These are all things that could be telling you that you're in functional burnout. And I think with entrepreneurs, we are still in a transitional place where we do have to dance between the inverted commas hard work and flow. Because in the beginning, we're going through a process of healing ourselves. I mean, being an entrepreneur is a healing journey of its own, right? So there are going to be times where we do have to work hard, and it might just be because we have to learn the lesson about not working hard, or it might be that you just have to keep showing up. That was a big thing for me. I had to keep showing up for myself day in, day out. And abundance for me is really aligned to mastery. It's really aligned to focusing on my big dreams. So these are big abundance themes for me in my new abundance model, which I'm so excited about. And it was the times that I backed away, that I let fear lead me, or that I was really tired and I was just like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it, that got in my way of alignment, and it was really counterintuitive. So it's really learning to read our energy and to become aware of the shifts in our mental storytelling, the shifts in our external clues. That was another thing for me, what kept turning up. In the podcast, there's all these people that I want to interview. There's these things that I want to do. We're going to get onto sponsorship. So if you know anyone who wants to sponsor the podcast, please let us know. But all of these things that I had that usually just come so easily for me, they just didn't. It was like crickets. And again, functional burnout. The universe, like holding space for me like she would for projectors, manifestors, reflectors. Projectors don't get invitations. So the things that would usually be easy for me, they just weren't flowing. And it was because the universe was literally saying, you just need to rest. You just need to rest. Like you've done the right thing in, drastically minimizing the hours that you work, but now you actually have to rest. You can't just go from working all those hours to then going, okay, cool, I'll just be with my family all these hours and I'll cook all these different meals and I'll do all these things and I'll plan a trip and then I'll do this and then I'll do that. It was like, you need to actually rest. So I think that's everything that I really wanted to cover. I love this concept and this clear articulation of functional burnout. As I say, I did learn it from the term from Karen Curry Parker. I haven't done any training with her on it as yet, but it's something that I've just been experimenting with, and it's just been a total game changer. So, yeah, that's it, peeps. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've loved having you here. I feel so full of energy. I could talk to you all freaking day. A good sign of healing. Thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.